News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has stunned Westminster, I think it's fair to say, by calling a snap election for July 4th, 4 months earlier than had been predicted. And Dominic Greaves, former UK Attorney General and Conservative MP, joins us this morning. Dominic, what do you make of it?
He's decided that there's no advantage to hanging on. He's just had a reasonable economic indicator in that inflation has come down. And I doubt very much that he thinks there's going to be anything better this side of the autumn. And he's had a lot of problems within the Conservative Party itself, and it brings those to an end. And I think he just came across to me as somebody who'd really just had enough and had decided that now was the time to have the election.
I actually thought the same. I thought, he's just sick of this. And yes. He's going, I'm calling this. I'm sick of the detractors. I'm sick of those, I suppose, jostling for position within my own party. Let's just go to the polls. And a man who had kind of come to the end of his road. The polls, to come back to those, would indicate a strong likelihood that this will be the end of the Conservatives in power for a period of time. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. I think the outcome of this election is likely to be disastrous for the Conservative Party. It's been a long time coming. But they've got two problems that he's grappled with, but he's been unable to deal with. The first is that if the Conservative Party, admittedly a majority of parliamentarians, were against Brexit, but the reality is that the party embraced Brexit once the referendum had taken place. And economically, they've got nothing to show in terms of benefit from having carried out this policy. So that's his first problem. And then his second problem is that he's got a poisonous inheritance from his two predecessors, yeah, who have shown one to be completely incompetent and the other one to be a charlatan. So it's a pretty awful legacy for somebody who, on the face of it, appears to be pretty decent.
Okay. It's very interesting because we obviously talk about Brexit here quite a lot in Ireland because of the impact that it has had on Northern Ireland, on our border and on all of that. Is there much appetite in the UK to revisit the issue? Because as you say, in terms of economic wins, certainly what was touted is going to be wonderful in terms of all these World Trade Organization deals that were going to happen. Britain was going to forge new alliances and all of that. We haven't seen it. Out of OECD countries, its economy has done on average poorer than others since Brexit. Is there an appetite to revisit that discussion at all, do you think, at this point?
There doesn't appear to be any appetite to revisit the discussion in the course of the election campaign from any of the main political parties taking part in it. And that is, I think, one of the profound ironies, because there's little doubt that current economic issues are intimately linked, yeah, to having left the EU. And whilst you can make arguments that, in fact, the UK might do better outside of the EU if it did certain things, particularly deregulation and low tax, these actually don't really feature. So you have a very strange situation where you have the two main parties, one of which won't talk about what's happened, the Conservatives, because they have ownership of it, are not really talking about an alternative policy that might take the United Kingdom to a better future. And you have the Labour Party that refuses to talk about this subject as well, notwithstanding the fact that the policies that they are hoping or suggesting they're going to implement, particularly on social policies and work policies, are probably incapable of being delivered unless one were in a single market of the European Union. It's most peculiar.
And is that fundamentally, I mean, you've been in politics a very long time, Dominic, is that fundamentally the dysfunction at the heart of the UK policies? Because from, as an outside observer, and we talk about UK politics all the time in this country, as an outside observer, it looks dysfunctional. It looks like it became a number of years ago a basket case. And as the home of one of the most long-standing and I suppose upstanding democracies, it was quite shocking to see it to some extent. But is that the fundamental dysfunction that the Tories brought about the referendum for Brexit, but that the opposition didn't function because Corbyn himself was a Brexiteer?
But there's no doubt that that's contributed to the problem, and we wouldn't be where we are today if Labour had had an adequate leader in 2018, 2019. But I think, I wouldn't categorise the country as a basket case at the moment. I think that in many ways our politics have recovered a measure of stability. But there is an elephant in the room. In the long term, a country has to craft its future according to its size, its economic clout, and the United Kingdom remains a very important world player, but it has to work with the grain of what is possible. And what is very odd is that the politics are still talking about fantasies.
We will leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us. That is Dominic Greaves, former UK Attorney General and Conservative MP, on that decision for the Britain to go to the polls on July 4th with the general election, a snap decision yesterday. There, being made by Rishi Sunak.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.